Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, income inequality, not exactly a small issue.
No, it's a big one, but it's one that has a lot of people in the California and especially the Bay Area concerned. Now, for some people, income inequality is why is the boss of the company making a lot more than me? And I think that Gavin Newsom, after talking with him and his top staffers, isn't going to be going after that sort of idea that we hear from the socialist wing of the Democratic Party. Instead, it's going to be how can we make up for the differences? What can we do to make those who don't have as much as those that do better off? And you're seeing it with the early child care proposals, the kindergarten proposals, and even on the community college level, where he's going to likely expand the idea of free college for first-timers at community colleges. So you're going to see a move by Gavin Newsom that's going to try to say, okay, how can we make up for the differences, whether it's homelessness, affordable housing, transportation, how can we sort of even the playing field a bit?
You know, Phil, I'm just thinking about this big story in the Chronicle this morning about transit fares. And, you know, when you don't stop to think about it, when you're making pretty good bucks, but if you're a mom with three or four kids and you've got to get on BART and ride across the bay and then go back, that adds up fast. And so now there's this effort to create a reduced fare for low-income people, but it's taken forever. It's still going to take a while. And these are the kinds of things people look to government for. Why does it have to be so hard?
Because money. Because we in California have a boom-bust economy and a boom-bust tax structure. Look, let me take a look back in a time machine and go back to when Jerry Brown was coming in. At that time, California had a $27 billion deficit. I mean, we were looking at some real cuts. And what did Jerry Brown do in his first week of office? He took back the cell phones from employees. Remember that? He said no more use of cars. He cut the staff of the governor's office. He did a series of sort of symbolic things that set the tone for his administration, which went on for years, which is basically we're going to live within our means and it's a tough time, but we're going to get through it. Gavin Newsom's walking in with a $15 billion surplus. So he's got pressures on him to do what you're saying, Stan. Let's get the money going into these programs and get them moving and sort of try to go income equality, whether it be the bus fare or whether it's community college. But as Doug Sovereign pointed out a couple of minutes ago, the problem with that or the challenge with that is once you commit to that, it's an ongoing expense, and if things go bust, which you know, a lot of people are predicting a recession, well, then you got to cut. And that's one thing government really detests. You know that, and I know that over the years. They hate cutting back. So it's one of those, how do you balance the two out? And that's going to be Gavin Newsom's challenge, because he's not only looking at California as a state. If you listen to him, it's almost like he's talking about us as some independent country that's going to be the counter to Trump's America.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.